we're here with Mickey and Ford and some of the young adults. What?
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
Hey.
And we just enjoyed a day out in the desert where it was really hot and sunny, and we saw a few different things, and it was interesting contrast traveling from the city to this vast landscape. Mickey, do you have any thoughts as you were, you know, leaving Jerusalem and going out to the desert?
As I was leaving, I was really wondering what I would see, and it's as you described it, I felt like I was truly in Jerusalem. It was another whole image of the city and what I envision it to be from the scriptural text.
Yeah, I think a lot of us were echoing those sentiments. Just, you know, the thoughts of traveling vast distances to get somewhere, you know, to a smaller settlement.
And experiencing the desert, the water, the mountains, all of those environs that you read about and think about. Yes, I would agree with you totally.
So we did make a stop on the way there at a very special place that a lot of the women enjoyed. But Ford, I think you made some purchases there as well.
Yes, we did. I made some purchases for family back home. You know, some different creams and things from the Dead Sea. So that was quite an experience there, watching a little 3-minute movie and then having our little shopping experience. So that was quite the experience.
It was definitely a interesting time, but you know, we got some good gifts and experienced the mud a little bit before we made it to the real mud.
And I was able to use my foot cream already last night from the experience of the day.
Yeah.
My feet were tired, and it really soothed them.
Do your feet feel 20 years younger?
Absolutely.
So after that, we traveled to Masada, a settlement that is really up on a high ridge, somewhat near the Dead Sea, but, you know, you could just see the distance from there. Anthony, can you tell us a little bit about Masada?
It was incredible. We went up by a cable car to the top, and that was one of 3 ways. I think there was a path that you could walk up called Snake Path. And I don't remember the other way that people could get up.
Well, you could take the cable car, right? Which is what we did. And then, do you guys remember the third way?
No, I'm not too sure.
Yeah, I think you could go up the other side, and that was where the Romans.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So.
But I thought it was a neat, very neat area that the early Jews escaped to and started their colony there and tried to defend.
Yeah, Mickey, do you remember anything kind of about the history and what happened to the Jews there and the conflict with the Romans?
Well, it was quite an experience. I didn't remember reading all that. In fact, I even taught some of that in early social studies years. But actually, the home of Herod and the fight between the Romans and the Jewish people and how it came down to actually the Jews were willing to die for what they believed rather than become enslaved to the Romans, and how really Herod operated and controlled that whole mesa. I mean, it was a city on top of a city. It was just, it's hard to understand why people do or did what they did, but we weren't there to know. So it was quite an experience. There was a lot of history there, much history.
Yeah. It was neat too because you got to see the cistern where they kept the water. And you know, I think a lot of us were thinking they're up on the top of this ridge, the Dead Sea's, you know, miles away. Where are they getting the water from? But they had built a dam for the water from the mountains and collected it in this, I mean, it's a pretty big cistern. And then you could also see the food storage rooms that they had there. So I think they were saying there was enough to last about 7 years, food and water. So
I was amazed at the restoration of the bathroom area more than anything. It was like they were the
most preserved.
All those columns and like how the cisterns moved in, and again, you know, he took care of himself and his people.
Right.
And it was obvious.
Ford, do you have any thoughts on Masada?
Well, I think what you all touched on was just the amazing thing about it, being up there and having a city, picturing a city up there at that altitude, and as you mentioned, the cistern bringing the water up, and I think that's just the amazing thing about it, is to have, you know, this completely, like Mickey had mentioned earlier, this city upon a city, and just to picture all the people up there and life up there at that, you know, altitude and the heat, and you know, we're not used to that, but then I guess when you, if you were born into it and grew up in it, then I mean, that's kind of the amazing thing about it.
True. Yeah, definitely true. So after that, we took the cable car. I don't know if we mentioned we got to take a cable ride up there, and we headed back down to the Dead Sea, where some of us had a chance to sample the waters and also the mud. Anthony, I know you got in the water. What did it feel like?
Well, walking in, it was like you could feel the resistance to the water. Instead of normal lake water or ocean seawater, it was a little, slimy, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it did.
It had a smooth texture to it, and as soon as you started walking in a little bit further, you could feel yourself getting lighter and lighter, and it wasn't because I was getting younger, but I was able to just float. I didn't have to do anything. It was pretty cool. I had both my hands and my feet out of the water, and I didn't have to do anything.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Roger, I know you didn't get in the water, but you got some mud on your face. What did that feel like?
Felt like I was applying makeup. I started to burn after like 10 minutes.
Oh, it did.
You start to like clay on your face, but it felt okay. It felt pretty good. I was definitely rejuvenated after the experience.
Yeah, a lot of people were covering their entire bodies in mud, so that was kind of fun to watch. And that was pretty slimy too, but you know, it felt kind of cool. I got some on my fingers at least. So,
with the exception of a few, Roger and Anthony, I was impressed about the more seasoned travelers who were with us.
They were the ones
really most willing to go down and entrench themselves in the water.
Yeah,
which means that they felt like they were going to get younger and younger. I only trusted that for my feet.
That's fun. Yeah, we had a good time there and got to hang out for a little while. So that was pretty much our day, wasn't it? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I missed the most important part. Josh, want to tell us about that?
Yeah, well, it was, we got to go to Mass. We started it with Mass, as we always do. But for me, that was an unexpected surprise and a really great place to go. It was the Church of St. Anne, which is the location of the Nativity of Mary. And that it was a great surprise for me. That date, that feast day is September 8th, and recently became a lot more significant to me as I proposed to my girlfriend on that day, and so we're engaged to be married. And I did it with that feast day in mind, and so when we got to go to that church, I guess I looked at the itinerary, but it didn't really register until we were there, until we were having Mass, until we were at the grotto where she was born, and I got to go there and give thanks for Katie and for our engagement, so that was a beautiful way to celebrate Mass.
That's pretty neat. Yeah, and the church was known, too, also for the acoustics, so that was neat to, you know, we did a little bit of singing and got to hear that as well. So, definitely a great way to start off the day, as usual. Bob, I think you also went to the waters yesterday. Do you have any thoughts about what it felt like to be in there?
I never enjoyed anything so much in my life. I always sink in the swimming pools and lakes. Yesterday I floated for the first time. It was great. That's it.
That's awesome, thanks. Well, we'll sign off for now.
Out of breath from running.
Everybody's here, so we will catch you next time.